You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Whole city turning red in support of our Kansas City Chiefs appearing Super Bowl 54 in Miami. Take down San Francisco 49ers. Light works, light work. That's where my spirit is this morning. Resounding victory. A lot of bets out there. Morning Grind with Shay and Shine going against the Dream Team out of San Francisco.
The Dream Team. They're going to be playing some Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes come Monday.
Yeah. That's what they play on that station. Respect to, you know, our fellow radio personalities, but y'all going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all going to be sending us that seafood and rocking that jersey.
Miley, what's good?
Mayor Quentin Lucas, he also has a bet going with the mayor of San Francisco. And they put a special caveat. Whichever city wins, the other city has to actually bring the items in person.
Oh.
So they can't mail it.
That's different.
You gotta hop a flight and get over there.
Well, the flights are wide open from San Francisco to Kansas City.
Exactly.
So that's gonna be easy.
They can go to Oakland and leave if they need to.
Mm-hmm. Or San Jose.
San Jose is right there too.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever way, all roads lead to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Big Super Bowl watch party at Soiree on Sunday. If you've never been, this is your opportunity to take advantage of experiencing fine dining, but it's still a casual environment. Live music, DJ, buffet, all that.
And delicious crab cakes.
I've never had their crab cakes.
Oh, Lord. Very good.
Doors open up at 3 o'clock. Hey, look. Everything's about the Chiefs today.
Mm-hmm. We got Mayor Quinn Lucas coming up. I can't wait to talk to him to see what he thinks. Because I am cautious. I am a nervous wreck. I'm cautiously nervous coming up for this game on Sunday. I can't wait to talk to him in the 7 o'clock hour.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy skies. Right now, you clear 33 in Grandview. Shade was popping.
Congratulations are in order for Ciara and her husband, Russell Wilson. They are bringing another child into the world. CeCe pregnant.
Congratulations.
She posted a pic of herself showing off her baby bump in a bikini on top of a rock formation in Turks and Caicos.
You're not my dad!
The caption, number 3. So it's close to the couple say that they're very excited about expanding their family.
She been practicing her lyrics, huh?
She has a 5-year-old named Future with a ex Future. And she's got a baby with Russell, Sienna Princess.
Yeah.
Reports say that Kobe Bryant could get a street named after him in L.A. City officials are currently having discussions on how to honor the late NBA icon. And naming a street after him is definitely a part of that conversation.
You should name the street right outside of Staples Center. I think it's...
That's what they're looking at.
Ferrora? I think that's the name of it.
In other news, according to the Washington Post, the L.A. coroner's office has stated the cause of death of the victims involved in the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash. Medical examiner says that blunt force trauma was the reason. Looks like folks are also wanting to add Gianna's basketball number to the Staples Center and honor her number for her efforts as a basketball player.
The Mambacita, number 2.
That's what they call a Mambacita? Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. LeBron James got a new tattoo in honor of Kobe Bryant as well. It appears to be in the form of a black mamba snake.
I will be getting my Kobe tattoo as well.
Yesterday, we told you that Mendeecees Harris was released from prison. You know him from Love and Hip Hop New York, and he is the husband, in finger quotes, of Yandy. She has commandeered his last name. She goes by Yandy Harris, but they were not legally officially married. They put up a whole thing on the TV as though they did get married, but they're not legally married. A spokesman for the Federal Bureau of Prisons confirmed that Mendeecees, age 41, was transferred from the Federal Correction Institution in New York to the New York Residential Reentry Management Office, which I guess would be like a halfway house. Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. He was arrested and charged and convicted of transporting drugs from New York City to Rochester.
They're listening too much to Young Jeezy. That's what he was doing.
Man, they was moving heroin.
That's not good.
Yeah, not at all. And you on like a whole TV show? Yeah. You probably should be involved in filming of something if you're going to be moving some
heat. Yeah, have a seat, Frank Lucas.
Yeah, you can't really be doing that. Shouts out to Barbie. They're going to be unveiling a new diverse collection of dolls.
I saw one that had vitiligo on it.
Yes. They're going to have a doll that's suffering with hair loss. You know, alopecia is something that many people suffer with. They have a darker skin tone doll. If you had little girls, would you allow them to play with dolls?
Well, yeah, why not? That's I think that's something that every girl experiences.
I didn't play with dolls as a kid.
I read books.
I did, but that was... I've noticed a couple of my friends do not allow their daughters to play with dolls.
Why?
Because the dolls don't really
reflect them,
look like them. Right. So that's the reason why
I get it.
I know more than one person who doesn't allow their kids to play with dolls.
I get it.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because the Chiefs Super Bowl tickets are so expensive. If you're only rich, you get to go. It's an elitist thing.
Yeah, it's always been like that, though.
I know. What about all of us that are teachers and stuff that can't afford that? We'd like to go, too. Very elitist.
The magnitude of the Super Bowl, you can't describe it. This thing is being shown in different countries, different continents. This is literally the biggest stage on Earth that everybody's going to be paying attention to. So the tickets are going to be high.
Bummer. I just would love to go one.
That's all right. You'll be more comfortable at home.
Come out to our Super Bowl watch party at Soiree. Brian will buy you a drink.
Hey. Sounds great. I need three or four.
Okay. Three or four blue MFers for you.
Oh, Lord.
All right, thank you for calling up this morning. Have a good one.
Thank you.
They ain't got no red drink?
That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
We going to get me a drink.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
All right, Super Bowl 54. 17 weeks in a bye in the making. Some folks will say, Shay, it's even more than that. We've been waiting for 50 years in the time for this.
Yes, we have.
Just a day and a wake up away.
50 years ago, let's see, we had the Nixon administration. What, Beatles mania was going crazy. Jimi Hendrix was alive. A lot of things have happened since 1970.
It's the perfect year. We've got the right squad. The energy in the city is already there. On Sunday, Soiree, join us for our Super Bowl watch party. A lot of folks every week were excited about our new songs. Jay, what y'all gonna do this week?
They was hitting me before the season started.
So today, I'm gonna play all the ones you may have missed.
Oh, Lord.
Start with week one, Chiefs, Jaguars. We took a dub. I know you heard of Ella May. Make room for Hella Shay.
That's too much, Storm. That's too much, Shay.
40-26 victory. What up, Chiefs?
Winning.
Hey.
Oh, man, we were winning.
Hey.
I don't like what I'm seeing.
Uh-huh.
Not that Jack was a cheating. Winning. Yeah, them Chiefs, they be killing. First Sunday of the season. Fourth quarter and we're leading. Ooh. Oh. Sammy Watkins got the catch, three scores, and we're running all over you. And D Will got a score too.
So, week two, we faced off against the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Light work, slight work.
Ooh.
Took another dub. Chiefs Kingdom. You already know.
2019.
Hey. Oh, he was on vacation. 2-0.
2-0.
Shout out to all my Raider haters out there.
Pat Mahomes, what up?
DeMarcus, what up?
Freeland, what up?
Kelsey.
Kelsey, what up? Hey, hustle hard, stack points up, it's all right. Bye, Raiders. It's nothing. QB major, you see us. Bye, Raiders. Bye, Raiders. Bye, Raiders. You see us. Bye, Raiders. Bye, Raiders. Bye, Raiders. Bye, Raiders.
Bye, Raiders. Bye, Raiders.
Week three took on the Ravens.
Whoop.
Got another dub. All right. Brian B. Shining, week number three inside Arrowhead.
Uh-huh.
Victory was ours, 3-0. Gotta send a message to the Ravens QB's mama. Yeah, his mama.
Uh-huh.
His mama, mama.
Uh-huh.
Hey, sorry, Miss Jackson. My QB's for real. Yes, we meant to make Lamar a cry, scoring touchdowns on y'all a trillion times.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. My QB's for real. Yes, we meant to make Lamar a cry, scoring touchdowns on y'all a trillion times.
Bringing a whole lot of trauma in the town, cause Lamar Jackson brought the Ravens like they was finna burn it down. But the rain and the defense stopped all that trash talking. Not right out, this our house. We disassembled your team and turned the lights out. And his teammates talking that was gonna stop our big plays. But the kingdom in the flesh is a different type of stage. For the big dogs, the lights of KT were too bright for your sundown. He was out of control, can't throw, he's on the run now. Got a few lucky plays, but that's it. Now fall back. The MVP is on the field, he finna get the ball back. No cap, it's only business of Jackson, never personal. When it hurts to know that we destroyed your baby boy, but please be the first to know.
Sorry, Miss Jackson. Ooh. My QB's for real.
That one was hard to do, Shay. I remember that one. That was challenging.
One challenging for me.
We got Mayor Q's 2-minute drill coming up on the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine. You don't want to miss it.
1, 2, 3.
It's time for Mayor Q's 2-minute drill. All things Chiefs football with KC's mayor, Quentin Lucas, with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The most important 2-minute drill of the season. Mayor Q been meeting with governors, mayors, senators on behalf of the town. Violent crime, zero transit on his mind. Thanks for all of that. But how about you take a little moment and represent the town in Miami for Super Bowl 54?
Kansas City, can you believe after 50 years, we are back in the Super Bowl? It is amazing. First of all, I got to give a shout out to the other mayors, London Breed, a sister from San Francisco. Her team's going to lose, but she's a very impressive woman. The mayor of Miami Gardens, where the Super Bowl is, a brother. I mean, I feel like it's just a family reunion we're going to have down in Miami. But I'm pumped. I mean, people get excited. Everybody, look, we all got bills to pay, problems in our life, everything else. But this weekend, sit back, enjoy it. The weather's going to be beautiful. Our team's going to win a Super Bowl. I'm just pumped.
I am, too. I share that excitement with you, Mayor. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty, the game. One of the key things that I think that the Chiefs got to do is we have to protect Pat. That offensive line got to bring a A++++++ game this week against that ferocious 49ers front line.
Absolutely right. I mean, we can't – a few things, right, in connection with that. We can't get beat up on the line, but we also can't have one of those slow starts. We've been doing that too much lately, and this is a team that ain't like Tennessee.
This is not Baltimore. This is the sort of thing where we got like some real, not Baltimore, not Houston. We really need to make sure we get out there and not dig a hole, because if you do that, then we're going to start getting pushed around. Packers are going to be pressured. It's not going to go well. So, yeah, I agree with you. We got to make sure we get that done.
Now, I will say one weakness that the 49ers do have is their defensive backs. They don't have the best corners and safeties in the league. And if you get past some time, he can take advantage.
Oh, man, you know, Richard Sherman would say he's the best in the league, but, yeah, we know he's not. Although, good brother. But, nevertheless, no, we can torch them. And the thing that's been amazing for us all season is that we've just got too many offensive weapons. You've even seen Sammy Watkins step up somewhat lately. I mean, that's why I think with the tools we have on the offense, it's hard to shut us down. Looking at the 49ers on the offensive side of the ball, look, they've had a solid year. Jimmy Garoppolo is a good quarterback. He ain't Pat Mahomes.
Mm-mm.
And so, I mean, I feel like when you're looking at point productivity, if we do what we've been doing, then we need to make sure we step up, and we got to.
Mayor Q, after Sunday, yes, and the victory happens, can you give us a little insight about what this parade going to do?
You know, it's going to be nothing short of amazing. Police department's getting ready. The city's getting ready. Everybody's excited. Don't worry. I'm going to give inside access to my brothers and sisters at Hot 103 Jam.
Yes!
We've been together through thick and thin this season, so I'm just looking forward to our next two-minute drill celebration special parade edition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We hanging with the mayor during the parade.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Go ahead and give us a score. We winning or no?
All right. We got 35-24. We got this.
35-24, Brian. What do you say?
31-27 Chiefs win on a last-second Pat Mahomes touchdown to Travis Kelce.
Oh, that's amazing. That's
dang,
amazing. Hey, y'all,
that detail.
Enjoy the game. I'll see y'all next week.
Be safe, Mayor.
Appreciate you, Mayor.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
7:23. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy skies. Right now, you're clear 33 in Olathe. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Aquarius friends. Glenn Turman, you remember him from A Different World, Cooley High.
Love him.
The Wire.
He's on The Wire.
I know my parents love me. Stand me high.
He's 73 years old today. Actress Kerry Washington is 43.
Mm-hmm.
And singer Justin Timberlake, he's 39.
Bubblegum. You really got me when you say, you don't know nothing about strawberry bubblegum.
No.
Happy birthday, everybody born on January 31st.
Salute to 50 Cent. He received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes.
17 years after the release of Get Rich or Die Trying.
You know, that was a soundtrack of my senior year of high school.
That was 17 years?
2003. Yeah.
I remember because it was Valentine's Day is when it dropped.
Mm-hmm.
It was. I remember.
You sure that ain't the massacre that dropped on Valentine's
Mm-mm.
Day?
Nope. Right. It was this, because I remember I was living in Buffalo at the time. I was in a little relationship with a new dude, and he made me mad. And so I drove to
Cleveland
and left. So you played
Many Men?
I did.
Wish Heartbreak on
yeah,
Me?
Yeah, when I drove. No, I wasn't heartbroken. Nah. A playgirl was not.
My bad. You were pimping your own right. You know what I'm saying? I forgot about that.
Now you know. So Eminem had a few words to salute his friend and protege.
I'm here today because this is not only like a business partner to me, it's one of the best friends I've ever known in the world. And I would say that it's much more fun to be his friend than it is to be his enemy. Because this guy is f-ing relentless. And he won't stop. And the same way that he's relentless in his battles, he's also relentless in his business. He's an artist, an entrepreneur, an actor, a director, a producer. He can juggle. He's great at Scrabble. He pretty much does it all. And he's also helped me through a lot of hard times in my own life, and he's always been there when I need him. So 50, congrats on your star, man. Hollywood is making official what I knew from the beginning, and Dre knew from the beginning.
Mm.
Yes, sir. 50 Cent talked about this being such an emotional moment when he talked about it with Mary J. Blige.
It's funny because I told him I felt like this was a lifetime achievement award for me. And it's because I didn't receive a lot of awards according to the success of the music. You know, like, I got the highest, the largest.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
Soulja Boy is being sued over an alleged assault and kidnapping his ex-girlfriend Kayla Myers. Mm. Wow. Soulja Boy intimidate you?
That's a serious allegation right there.
Does Soulja Boy intimidate you?
Absolutely not. Especially with that fake story he had.
So all of this allegedly happened last year in February. They got into some sort of argument. She decided to leave. And she said that as she backed out, that's when one of Soulja Boy's female assistants jumped into the argument and she was kicked in her stomach and hit in the head with a gun.
Wow.
Wow.
And he just got out of jail.
She then claimed that he held this gun to her head and told her that she was going to die. She then said that the assistant drug her into the garage, tied her up with duct tape, and gave her a shower. Wow. She claimed that he wanted to clean her up so that she wouldn't bring dirt into their home.
This is very Rick James-like, and I'm not playing around with that.
She's suing for assault, battery, and false imprisonment. She's also suing the male assistant for sexual battery. Wow.
That's some heavy stuff right there.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
A lot of folks already in MIMIMIA. Super Bowl 54. Chiefs, 49ers. This will be the 49ers' seventh Super Bowl appearance. First one since 2013.
Mm-hmm.
This is our third Super Bowl appearance.
Yep.
But the first in 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
J-Lo, Shakira, headlined the halftime show. Demi Lovato will sing the national anthem. And Yolanda Adams is going to sing America the Beautiful.
She's going to blow that out the park.
For sure. You know, we've been blowing and rapping
mm-hmm.
for the last 17 weeks. I can't believe we got that many songs under our belt.
Oh, yeah, it's a bunch of them.
Here's week four when we beat them Lions. Huh? Tried to tell you, it's Chiefs Kingdom. 4-0. Hey, something new.
He dropped the rock. Third quarter got me in shock. Oh, Mahomes got the victory on the road. He dropped the rock. Third quarter got me in shock. Oh, Mahomes got the victory on the road.
Listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Week five. Who thought we would be in this position? A loss to the Colts? Their backup QB? Still Chiefs Kingdom, though.
Man, our defense really couldn't stop them Colts. And they ran till they got that score. Our defense really couldn't stop them Colts. And they ran till they got that score.
They had them three running backs. Ayy. One named Marlon Mack. Our Chiefs under attack. And Justin Houston's mad. They're running down our throat. Now it's third and short. Oh. Attrition on the field. Now our players getting hurt. Now defense couldn't stop nothing. And now they keep on running. a movie. They riding and they grooving. I cannot believe that this game we are losing. The defense can't stop nothing, and now they keep on running. The defense can't stop nothing, and now they keep on running.
Yeah, that was week 5. Woo. Against the Colts. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 7:52. Today, look for highs in the lower 40s, mostly cloudy. Right now, you're clear 33 in Lee Summit.
That loss did not stop us from our destiny, which is Super Bowl 54 on Sunday.
Amen.
While you're watching, while the whole city is at our watch party at Soiree, I'm going to be on a cruise ship.
So we're going to miss your good luck charm. You out there on the boat.
But I will be representing for the Chiefs in a fashion in which it deserves.
And can't nobody say nothing to you this year.
You know, they clown me.
I know.
They can't say on my trip.
They can't say nothing now. If you need some stats or facts or something, just text me. I got you.
Week 6, we took another L against the Houston Texans. All right. Took an L. In our home. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody checking me. Chiefs Kingdom to the death of me. We back at it this Thursday. About to win. We ain't got to play this whole thing.
Yeah. That was a rough patch.
Yeah, we lost that week. But you know what, Brian? Week 7, we came back against them Denver Broncos and had another win.
Yeah. Chiefs Kingdom, what up? You know, we've been doing the same old thing. I want to switch it up tonight.
Thursday night, we're on the road. I wish we were at home. We need 1 yard on this fourth down, so we give it to Mahomes. But now he's hurt. Here comes Matt Moore. We're praying for his knee. Our defense had to step it up so we can beat these donkeys. Denver is not looking real good. Got some defense and we're going way up. Go, we coming after you, and this is what we'll do. I wanna sack you up all night. You feel it? I wanna sack you up.
Yeah. On the 2019 tip.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Meet the Soiree. Doors open at 3 o'clock on Sunday for the official Hot 103 Jams Chiefs Super Bowl watch party. Ah. Buffet, drink specials, giveaways, all that.
A beautiful atmosphere.
So football, food is important. What about the commercials?
They ain't really been good the last 5-6 years or so, Shay.
A lot of folks really like to see what they're going to bring up this year. Be paying more than $5 million for a 30-second spot.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. But that's the price. And your commercial playing in front of 100 million people, literally.
Shouts out to my guy, Wesley Hamilton. He says he's loving us going down memory lane with these Chiefs songs.
My dog.
Let's check out what we did in week 8 against the Packers. That was a loss, Brian.
Yeah, it was.
We lost the game with M-O-R-E. Say, bring them on.
and Matt's ready to play. Pick up the ball, get ready for the game tonight. Oh, it's all right. Our team's hurt, but we ain't got no excuse. What you gonna do? We just pray that Pack's all right.
We was distraught, Shay.
I just want to submit that me saying, let's say, M-O-O-R-E was whack. I haven't heard that in a long time, Brian. That was a stretch-o-matic.
It's all right.
To do that. But nonetheless, week 9, we got back on the winning streak against the Vikings.
With Harrison Bucker. Chiefs Kingdom. Every team needs a player, but making field goals ain't no thing. Two or three extra points and winning the whole game.
Winning the home game.
And every team needs a player that can always make them field goals good.
And he's that kind of guy, so this is what I tell my dude.
We tell him to set up the play, then we make the three. We never can lose with Harrison's feet just kicking. Just kicking. Just kicking. Set up the play and then we score the three. We never can lose with Harrison's feet. Just kicking. Just kicking. Just kicking. Ah, yes. I like that one.
Week 10. It was rough.
Mm-hmm.
Took an L against them Titans who we in the future would beat.
Yeah, we lost in Tennessee. He took that L. But shouts out to Chris Jones for that sack. Big Macs, buy one, get one for a dollar, baby. Chiefs Kingdom.
I'm steady trying to find a reason why I still love my Chiefs. Defense can't stop nobody. And now the special teams can't blame the holder. I'm losing patience. The town is broken. And now we done lost again. Cause they blocked us. Chiefs stressed me out.
They blocked us.
They done let me down.
They blocked us.
Chiefs stressed me out.
They blocked us.
They done let me down. The Chiefs stressed me out. They done let me down. The Chiefs stressed me out. They done let me down.
Ain't nobody checking me. Chiefs Kingdom to the death of me.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
There's only one starting QB that won a Super Bowl with two different teams, Brian. I know you're an NFL aficionado. Do you know who it is?
The first name that come to mind is the player I hate almost the most, and that's Peyton Manning.
Correct. Indianapolis Colts in 2007 and with the Denver Broncos in 2016.
Terrible.
That was a bad game. Mm-hmm. They played the Panthers. Yes, I was on my cruise that year.
Danielle was sad.
I was very angry. It was a division between the QBs. But anyway, week 11, we took on them Chargers and whooped that head, boy. Mexico.
Let's go, Shay, break them off like this.
We haven't been happy, yeah. This you can bet. Been losing to bad teams, yeah. And feeling hopeless. Not giving up on you. You should know. Mexico, yeah.
Look at Shay going in on that one.
Week 12 was a bye week, Brian, but there's no reason to hold the bars back.
I had to get my singing on, Shay.
This week I couldn't care less about no grass. last feel. Don't know what I'ma do. I might not leave my room. Might slide in some DMs and see what goes down. Cause baby, when the cheese ain't on, I don't wanna be alone. Sunday will be a special night. Netflix and HBO. I just wanna eat some snacks with you. And we can watch all of your shows. Cause we got a bye, 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 bye. No cheese football on the night. Break out that box, red wine. You got a bye, 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 bye. No, 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 no.
I like that.
Oh, Lord.
Week 13, we took on the Raiders and got another dub.
Chiefs game.
Smashing the Raiders again. This time in KC, though. Ain't no way Oakland's gonna win. No, 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 no. And the last game that we played was driving me insane. Cause we only put up 28. But this time, we scored 5 touchdowns. We scored 5 touchdowns. The defense came around, baby. Tell Oakland, get out my town.
I ain't gonna never forget that game. We put a 40 burger up on the Raiders.
Some folks thought we would not be able to beat Patriots, because they stomped us in the last AFC championship. But boy, look, we came through with a victory.
And a four-letter word for Tom Brady.
Hi, my name is
Jones.
My name is
Mahomes.
My name is
F. Tom Brady.
Hi, my name is
Jones.
My name is
Mahomes.
My name is
F. Tom Brady.
Hi, my name is
Jones.
My name is
Mahomes.
My name is
F. Tom Brady.
Hi, my name is
Jones.
My name is
Mahomes.
My name is kids. Our Chiefs got 9 wins. Went to New England, we won. And now they're quiet. I love the silence. The fans look lifeless. I swear beating Tom Brady is so priceless. They messed up and sent all of our equipment to Brick City. But we got it. And the defense proceeded to get busy. Didn't you learn, dog? You can't throw it, Bashaud Breeland. Hey. That didn't work, so y'all decided to start cheating. Chris Jones got all in your grill and he sacked you. Matter of fact, Frank Clark got him sung because you a statue. Tom Brady always want to cry to the refs. Cause the Chiefs done smoked his ass like a cool cigarette. It's been a while since the teams beat you at home. But we got the MVP and his name is Mahomes. My boy's the truth, truly in the league of his own. The new sensation, now we taking over that throne. Hi, my name is
Jones.
My name is
Mahomes.
My name is
F. Tom Brady.
Hi, my name
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Who scored the longest touchdown in Super Bowl history, Brian?
Let me think. Could be Willie Parker. Oh, you know, is James Harrison from the Steelers and against the Cardinals in that Super Bowl.
That's right. Super Bowl 2009 had a 100-yard interception return for TD.
Against Kurt Warner.
So let's see. Week 15, we stomped them Broncos again. Because we are the division leaders.
Can you dig
snow.
In the snow.
Did we win? Yeah. We played in the snow.
Oh, yeah, they
but
did.
Then we win? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did. Come on.
It's cold in the town. Snow's falling from the sky.
Yeah.
But Arrowhead was packed because we down to ride or die.
Yeah.
Drew Lock came home and he was shivering down his spine.
Ooh.
Defensive line never gave up. Any time.
No.
Now we making plays. It's so ages on the field.
Yeah.
We're better than Denver if you want to keep it real.
Come on.
Kelsey breaking records. Now what you want to do? We ran through the Broncos and John Elway too.
Snow.
Did we win? Yeah. We played it in the snow. After week 11, Brian, it was all victories for our Chiefs.
Yes, it was.
Who could forget about the divisionals?
We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. We can't be stopped now. Cause it's Chiefs kicking for life. The tough not giving up, stack them dubs, cheese kingdom, that's what's up, ask them scrubs, Houston was black. passing us, but we back cause Mahomes is clutch. Nothing but big games, check the history. 41 unanswered, how we did it is a mystery. Now we got 51 and we flexing. We're from Kansas City, what the f*** is a Texan? Everything's better in KC, from the barbecue spots to our football team. We never waver, the firm on the turf. Now the scoreboard is high like we playing on a perk. Next week, Tennessee, y'all next.
What?
We owe them an L, time to cash in the check.
Uh-huh.
It's official, we survived what we've been through. Next week at Arrowhead,
the playoffs continue.
We ain't going
nowhere. That was that hot fire, Shay.
We ain't going nowhere.
And as we took that AFC championship,
we had to dig in our Ludacris bag.
We rep the town, you should already know. And we got it from the mud to the Super Bowl. And it feels so good, good. But you better believe that we gotta catch this fight to Miami.
We rep the town and you should already know. And we got it from the mud to the Super Bowl. And it feels so good, good. But you better believe that we gotta catch this flight to Miami.
It really got lit in the town cause Super Bowl bound after we stopped Tennessee. Turning up post game in the city, ended up in the club, popping bottles in the VIP. They ran the ball and got stopped. Receivers on lock, Chiefs on top. Talking all that trash in the week, but the Chiefs served up more smoke than the fourth on the five block. You see, we the best, and ain't no debate that need address. We passed the test and got mad respect. King of landlords, the rent is due and we can't collect. It's been too long, 50 years and we back where we belong. At the big game plan, Portal Lombardi, and our team is way too strong. So we blast them and we trash them, get a big lead and run past them. We bad like Michael Jackson, got plenty of heat and we pack some. We bout to stunt, the trophy's back home, I ain't finna front. The Chiefs is the best in the AFC, it's been a long time, it's just thank you to Lamar.
At the end of the day, we champions. AFC, that trophy that got my own the last name on it, that's the KC. That KC, ain't no four of us. Last year, jump off sides, all that. I told him when I got here, this is gonna change. Look at this. We're the best in the world.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.